Good morning and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. Today we are celebrating the Reformation, the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. That is actually officially on this coming Tuesday, the 31st, but we've transferred it to today. And we are happy that you are here with us in the house of our Lord this morning. This morning's service is printed out for you in your bulletin. We've never done this service before at the church. This is Divine Service 5 out of the hymnal. This is the service that Luther himself put together. Portions of this service will be led by the choir and even some of the children's choir this morning. And so we thank them for putting those things together for us this morning. But for the most part, apart from the a few of the hymns this morning, everything is printed out for you this morning for our service. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated as we continue with our Creedal Hymn 953. I invite you to turn to page 325 in the front part of your hymnal as we look at the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer this morning. The conclusion, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are God. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised us to hear us. Amen, amen means, yes, yes, it shall be so. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. This coming Tuesday is a big day in the life of the Lutheran Church, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And quite frankly, I'm ready for Wednesday. If you have been anywhere with the church in anything within the past year, especially if you've maybe been one who works in the church, we have been inundated with everything 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Every little gadget, book, every little program, every little Bible study that can be done, we're actually starting one today, a great little video series on Luther. It's a good thing. But like everything else within the church, whether it's Christmas or Easter or whatever else it may be, we tend to try to capitalize on it, and we forget what the true meaning is about this sort of occasion. The Reformation is not a time where we sit there and pull out our bratwurst and our sauerkraut and our very large beer steins and chest bump each other because those Catholics got it all wrong. The Reformation is not a time where we go back and hearken to our German heritage because, quite frankly, not a lot of us are Germans. Some of you are. The Reformation is not even about Martin Luther and him on October 31st, 1517, pasting or pounding a nail with some words on a piece of paper to the castle church in Wittenberg. The Reformation has, according to Luther, always and always will be about Jesus. And that's what we need today as we continue on with as being a church of the Reformation. Why are we here today? Why are we Lutherans? Why aren't we something else, you may say? And there's probably a myriad of reasons that you could give. I was always raised this way. I was baptized in the Lutheran church. My parents were Lutheran. My husband was Lutheran and brought me into the church. My wife told me she wouldn't marry me if I didn't become a Lutheran. There's a myriad of excuses that we might give, and some may be good, some might not be so good for why we truly come to church. If we are not here for the freedom and the life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for us and for our salvation, then we better get ourselves in line and checked out with the Scriptures as to why we are here. You heard from the from our first reading today of Revelation an amazing thing, an eternal gospel that has been given to all nations, tribes, peoples, and languages. John sees this wondrous heavenly vision of Jesus and all of the church on earth, and right there in Revelation chapter 14, you hear two words that really don't seem to make a whole lot of sense for us. The eternal gospel. We have a hard time figuring out things that last 20 years, let alone 5 years. What's the last appliance that you bought that lasted more than 5 years? Do you have a car that is 20 years old? How is it today? We look at something like the Reformation and we think 500 years that the Lutheran Church has been around. It's an absolutely amazing thing to actually think about. But it's actually just a tiny bit of sand compared to the eternal nature of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel that's been given to the church, it was given to John, it was given to the apostles, it was given to the early church, it was given to Luther. It's been given to you and to me today to uphold, not to say this is who we are as a denomination, or that Luther was always right and he might as well be a second son of God, but to look at this as purely about the gospel that we so desperately need. Because we live in a dark and dying world that is broken in so many ways. So many things are happening in our day and age in our society. So many people are crying out for freedom in so many ways, in so many places. And this is what we have in the gospel. We've always had in the gospel. And that's really all that Luther wanted the church to get back to, was the proper proclamation that Christ has come to take away all sins. That he does not ask what we can do in order to be saved, but that he gives up his life as a ransom for the lost, including you and me. But in many ways, I think we have lost track of that, especially in this country. But it doesn't mean that the church is dead. There are those prognosticators that will say, oh, God is dead, the church is dead. And then there are those who come out and say, well, the church has to change and has to do something different. It has to somehow get with a better message of things. This is an eternal gospel, remember. Luther equated it as a rain shower. Do you all remember the drought? Yeah. Do you all remember what happened after the drought, that first winter where we got a lot of rain? Then do you all remember last winter? And oh, what's later this week, starting November and the rainy season? Do you remember how when we had that horrible drought, and then we sat there with the rain and, oh, finally. But then last year, I think it was around May, what were we saying? I wish it would stop raining. I can't take it anymore. I'm ready for warmer weather. I wish all the rain clouds would go away. Luther says that's the same thing with the gospel, quite interestingly. That we have it given to us. It's overflowing all around us. The freedom and the forgiveness of all of your sins, life and salvation given to us in Jesus. And after a while, what do we say? Move on. Move on. I'm tired of this. I have really no need for this. It doesn't seem relevant to me. It just doesn't seem that important. And I think in a lot of ways, that's what you've seen with this country. The gospel has moved on. Doesn't mean that it's dead. Doesn't mean that the church is dead. Doesn't mean that there will be no Christian church on earth if that happens to this country. Remember what else Jesus says? The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. But the gospel is flourishing in other parts of the world. For our own denomination within Lutheranism, if you go to Africa right now, the Lutheran church is exploding in Africa. Churches are being popped up all over the place. There are seminaries that are being built left and right to train pastors. It's even happening down in the Caribbean right now as well. Places like the Dominican Republic, they just dedicated their first seminary. The church has only been in existence for about 7 or 8 years. And now they have more missionaries sent down there because people are wanting the gospel than they were ever expecting before. And just this past week, I read an article where, yes, there are African missionaries who are being sent to this very country now. You've heard it said before, well, it's probably going to happen in the future. It's already happening now. They are being sent to their fellow African immigrants here who are saying the church doesn't seem very strong here. And so there you see the eternal nature of the gospel. We pray that it would continue to flourish in those places, and that we would also have a deeper appreciation for the rain that flows freely down in the freedom of the gospel. We rejoice today because we have new members who've come into our fellowship here today, who've come in from different places of California and the country, who are coming in as, yes, transfers, but yes, they are joining our fellowship here today to be brought in around these things. And we have a teenager who asked even to be confirmed at this place, who's going to be confirmed as well this morning. Talking with her and her family and talking with others, there is so much out there that we are faced against as Christians. And so it is a marvelous and wondrous thing that yet we have even more come into our midst today. Not to say we have more numbers and the pastor's bringing people in and things are going to be better with the offerings and volunteers and everything else, but that the gospel is still at work. It always has been. It always will be. Because our Lord Jesus Christ says, "You will hear the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in the end, all of this is about Jesus. And as we said with this final petition of the Lord's Prayer, as we come into this place, let it always be on our lips. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. We continue with our hymn 766.